A Weekend with Jason Dacey replay from Money FM 89.3.
This is Wild World here on Money FM 89.3. I'm Jason Dacey alongside Neil Humphreys, a regular co-host, and we are talking about the Wild World. We haven't done this for a few weeks because we've been so busy with all the different interviews we've had, and we've been meaning to talk about cats, crazy cats, funky felines.
We should. And I've got a very up-to-the-second story. Because I'm having an issue with one of my residents, and we could talk about this maybe separately. She happens to be a chain smoker.
Yeah.
And the smoke is rising up and coming into my
apartment.
Hey, we're
talking about cats, not smoking, right?
Right, hang on.
Yeah.
But I leaned out of my window and she had the biggest, fattest cat you've ever seen in your life.
They were smoking.
Yeah, smoking cigars. Cigars it was.
Fat cat.
Yeah. And so this enormously fat cat was perched precariously on this window ledge, and part of me wanted to throw something at it for no other reason than I wanted to punish this woman. And I'm an animal-loving vegetarian, okay? But I couldn't get her, so I wanted to get her cat. So I'm glad you're talking about cats, Jason, because they're a polarizing animal in many ways because they don't have the reputation that dogs have, do they?
They don't, and it puzzles me because I am a cat lover. I think I shared with you the article that was done in the Straits Times in 2005. So it's 14 years ago, and it was about me and my pet cat at that time, Bethesda, who was an adopted cat. And
where'd you get the name from?
I found Bethesda at the Bethesda Church. If anyone out there knows, Serangoon Avenue 3, I think it is. That's where I used to live. And there was a church there called Bethesda. And Bethesda was kind of just this poor little cat I used to see there. And I adopted the cat and brought him in. And when I actually, at that time, I left Singapore a few years later to continue my employment outside Singapore. And I gave the cat to one of my neighbors. And this was many years ago. So the Straits Times did a story about quote-unquote celebrities and their pets.
Couldn't find any.
Couldn't find any celebrities. So they went for me instead. And there was a picture of me. And I've been moving out of my house. And I found this article and this old picture of me in Bethesda. So I felt, but I think in Australia, people think that cats are less maintenance than dogs. And generally it'll be, you can have a cat, but not a dog. Whereas in Singapore, you can have a dog and an HDB, but you can't have a cat. And it's always puzzled me. And I lived in a condo at that time. So that's why Bethesda could live with me at Spring Bloom at Lorong Chuan. But I couldn't take Bethesda to an HDB that I'm living in. And it always puzzled me why dogs are allowed, because they're supposed to be higher maintenance than cats.
It's very simple, Jason. Cats are evil.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why they're evil. Because my sister is a vegetarian like me, a massive animal lover, has never had less than 3 or 4 animals in her house at any one time.
Yeah.
Most of them are cats. When we were growing up, I was a dog person. I knew a lot of dogs in Dagenham, but that's a different story. But no, we had cats, and the cat loved my sister. But the cat confused my size 12 feet with a plaything while I was asleep, Jason. Have you got any idea what it's like to be woken by the screaming sound of a cat hanging off your big toe?
Oh,
literally,
wow.
My cat would scratch my feet while I slept. So if you're asleep and a cat attacks your foot, even if you're asleep, you'll instinctively move your foot, right? And the cat goes, oh, it's a game. It's a game of scratch and bite, right? He moves his foot, I'll bite it. He moves his foot. So the cat would treat my foot like it was a ball of wool, a ball of string. Every time I flinched, it would bite my feet. So I would frequently wake up with bleeding feet. You shouldn't have a pet, Jason, that makes you bleed while you sleep.
Wow.
So that's what my cat used to do. The other thing, and I've told you this before, I have no issue with any animals. Drop me in a rainforest, I'm as happy as a pig in poop. You know, whether it's snakes or spiders or eagles, bats, I don't care. Except mice. I'm terrified of mice and rats.
We've visited that before.
Visited that before. My evil toe-biting cat would bring home mice as treats for me. Sometimes,
that's the last thing you want.
Sometimes when they're still just clinging to life as their semi-broken neck is hanging from my cat's mouth.
They always do that.
And the best one, my dear old best friend, Ross. Now, Ross wasn't the smartest guy in the world. He would need fingers and toes to count to 20, right?
I want to say it sounds like my daughter, but anyway, I'm the one from
that. But, you know, he was my best friend. And one time, he had a cat. It came into the living room. We was about 11 or 12 years old. And there was a silhouette of the cat in shadow. I'm not making this up. On the side of his living room wall. And the cat had wings. I said, Ross, the cat's got wings. The cat's got wings. The cat's flying. You've got a winged cat. It looks like a dragon from Game of Thrones. And what it done was, Jason, it had caught a sparrow.
Oh, dear.
Had the head in its mouth, but the sparrow was going, and these wings are going. Two strapping young 12-year-old boys going through puberty ran out of that house screaming. It was a winged cat. It was a cat with wings.
Oh, I've had all these flashbacks to cats that I've had. You know, growing up in Sydney, my mum's a big cat person, and all the cats we had always would show us, here's a rat I caught for you, here's a mouse I caught, here's a bird.
I can't.
It really is horrendous. But I am a cat person. I definitely think that cats should be allowed in HDBs. What do I know? I'm like you. I'm a permanent resident. I'm not a Singaporean, but I believe that cats are okay. You know, they're fine. And you know, I used to do a bit of work with the Cat Welfare Society years and years ago. You know, just feeding local cats that in the area that I was living in. So I am grateful to see that happening still in Singapore.
Yes, and all jokes aside, as you know, I've been very supportive with Acres and other animal welfare groups in Singapore and always will be. And I've supported the Cat Society in the past as well, like you have. And all I will say on that, each to their own. I know some people have issues with cats in their housing estates, their HDB estates. But remember this, from someone who is absolutely terrified of rats and mice, a few cats around your housing estate minding their business will do more for keeping down the rat population than any pest controller. That's an absolute natural fact. Mm. When we had our housing estate, when we lived in our council house in London, we put down traps, we called in pest controllers, we did everything we possibly could to sort out our Mickey Mouse crisis. The only thing that got the mice out of our house was
The cats.
It is the only foolproof way of dealing with rodents. You can't argue with nature. So if you want fewer rats in your housing estate, tolerate a few cats. Am I right?
Yeah, 100%. Let's, say for our cats out there, the cat lovers, let's keep fighting for cats in HDBs. And I think, if you're a fan of anything from our wild world, this is definitely a campaign worth fighting for.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.